Pride. We all struggle with it in our own little ways, don't we? But how does God feel about pride? I want to talk about that today. It's coming up. Hi, folks. Pastor Scotty here at Truth That Transforms. Hey, thanks for tuning and listening wherever you might be. We're going to talk about staying away from pride today. Staying away from pride. What do I mean? Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6 and verses 16 and 17. The Bible says this: "These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood." Now, the Bible goes on to list several things that God hates, but today we're going to focus on the first one, pride. He said a proud look. We've all seen it. We've been in the boardroom. We've been at church. We've been in different situations where we see proud looks. Now, friend, if you think about it, nothing good ever originates from pride. It really doesn't. There's nothing wrong with taking pride in your work necessarily. I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being proud about, you know, doing a good job. But what I'm talking about is sinful pride. I'm talking about the pride that I've seen divide homes, marriages, churches, yeah, even friendships and more. Pride is very destructive. And if we don't get a handle on it, if we don't get a hold on it, it'll destroy things that we, relationships and things that we love. So friend, maybe you're listening to this today, and you know, maybe you'd say, yeah, I struggle with pride. It's one of my biggest problems, one of my biggest liabilities in my character. Well, friend, why don't you get a hold of the Bible, get in the Bible, start reading the book of Proverbs, and learn from the Bible how to control your pride. Essentially, pride, if you think about pride, is more or less us putting our confidence in ourselves that ultimately ought to be in God. That's what pride is. You have a situation where you and your wife get into an argument, or you and your spouse get into an argument, be you the husband, be you the wife, and your pride gets inflated, and, well, how dare you talk to me like that, and blah, blah, blah. And rather than resolving the matter quietly and gracefully and, you know, getting to the heart of the matter, our pride wells up. How dare you? And you then put yourself in a superior position. It may not necessarily be with your spouse. It could be with the pastor. It could be with a workmate, your boss, whatever. Fill in the blank. The point is, our pride wells up. And that pride, it's dangerous. It's lethal. And it will destroy the good thing that you have going. So friend, you know, maybe you lost your job over your pride. You know, you should have shut your mouth. You should have, you know, not said anything, but instead, hey, look, you know, and you got yourself in trouble. I don't know. Friend, God says these six things that the Lord hates, yea, seven are abominations to him: a proud look. Pride has a look about it. You have a look about you today, and that's not godly, is not reflecting God's character, is not reflecting God's holiness. Well, friend, let me encourage you today to get along with God. And let's be cautious to stay away from pride, not to rely on ourselves, but to get into God's will, to rely on his strength. That way we can get out of the way and let God do what he's going to do in our life. So may we stay as far away from pride as possible and give glory and honor to God through our lives, and not glory and honor to ourselves. Hope that'll help you today, friend. Thank you for listening wherever you might be, and we'll talk to you later. Thank you.